are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Merry Christmas. Even though this isn't the Christmas we wanted or expected, we still get to celebrate the good news that Jesus is born. The angels sang the song telling us of the good news of great joy for all the people. We hear that in Luke, and in John's gospel, we hear it just a little bit differently. The text says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." We've had too much darkness in our world this year, too much hardship, too much challenge. And as we've said before, if you're struggling, if you're having a hard time, if you're struggling in the darkness, please reach out. If you need help emotionally, financially, whatever it is, please contact someone. People want to help. People care about you. Talk to a friend, a neighbor, someone from Covenant Presbyterian Church. We're in this together. In the darkness, we need to keep reminding one another that the light shines and that we're in this together. And I see that light shining happening right here at Covenant Presbyterian Church in all sorts of ways over the last several months, with people caring for one another through cards and emails and phone calls, reaching out and taking care of each other. I see it in Bible studies and discussion groups and small groups and a new Racist Anonymous group that's meeting together via Zoom to keep people connected and keep us learning and growing as God's people. I see it with youth volunteering at the mission, at the River Food Pantry and other mission projects. I see it with our young people, with our kids who are doing Sunday school projects, and some of whom are singing and helping out with our worship service videos. And I see the light shining around the world. There's a lot of bad news in the media, but there's plenty of good news too, and we need to celebrate that because that's God's light shining. In April, a 99-year-old British veteran by the name of Tom Moore set a goal to raise £1,000, which is approximately $1,300, by walking around his yard. Well, word got around about this almost 100-year-old man on his daily walks, and he ended up raising over £30 million, which is like $40 million for COVID-related charities. He got over 150,000 birthday cards for his 100th birthday. The post office actually had to set up a separate building and recruit 20 volunteers to sort through all of those cards. And then to top it all off, he got knighted by Queen Elizabeth. There's plenty of good news and plenty of light shining right here in the USA as well. I think of one story about a newspaper delivery person by the name of Greg Daly in New Jersey. In March, just as COVID was starting, one customer asked Greg if he could get the newspaper a little closer to the front door because she was afraid of the virus. Well, he obliged, and then later he was thinking about her as he was in the supermarket. He contacted her and asked if she wanted to get some groceries, thinking if she's scared to get the newspaper, she must be terrified to go to the grocery store. And she was, so he got her some groceries. Well, then he sent out word to all of his customers, hundreds of them, and plenty of them took up his offer to get groceries for them. So he recruited his family, and together, for no money whatsoever, they bought groceries for over 140 households and made over 1,000 grocery runs for people on his newspaper delivery route. In my mind, that's light shining in the darkness, and we need more of that light in this world. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And we celebrate the birth of Jesus, this light coming into the world at Christmas. But Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world." And by saying that, I think what he wants us to do is to continue doing what he started, to bring hope and peace and joy and love to the world. To be kind and gracious with one another, to do what we can to make this world a better place, to let the light shine.